1. The big red 79% circled at the top of Kim Chi-soo's history exam wasn't what worried her. It wasn't the fact that she had actually studied hard. It wasn't Mrs. Han's look of concern that made her anxious either. No, it was the disappointment on her parents' faces that Chi-soo could so clearly imagine that made her want to crumple up the exam, crawl under her desk, and curl into a ball. She didn't want to let them down.
So, this is how you're going to start the school year? Don't you know how important senior year of high school is? How do you plan on getting accepted into a top school here, or any university in America for that matter? Even if you want to move halfway across the world, your grades still have to be strong.
Chi-soo could practically hear her parents' endless nagging, their chansori. There it was in blood red, mocking her. Only 79%. A solid C+. Couldn't Mrs. Han have bumped her over by just 1 point so that she could squeak by with a B-? The number 9 was truly the worst. Anything ending in 9 for her was the height of unlucky. Close, but no cigar. Almost there, but not good enough. She would have felt equally miserable if she'd gotten 59%, 69%, or even 89%. Actually, if I got 89%, I would be really happy, Chi-soo thought. Except that it's just 1 point shy of getting a 90%, and anything in the 90s is close enough to 100%. But still not perfect. Ugh! Her parents were the type to question even a 100% grade by asking why she didn't get 110%. Wasn't there extra credit?
Taebak!
Park Min-jung exclaimed, smiling as she looked at her exam.
I didn't even study, she bragged.
Ji-soo peered at Min's test. An 86%, a solid B. You didn't need perfect scores to become a pop star, which was Min's dream. How could Chi-soo have done worse than a girl whose life was dedicated to selfies and singing classes? Chi-soo slid her exam into her notebook so that no one could see. If only she could retake the exam, restart the year, and redo all of high school.
Chi-soo, don't tell me you failed the first exam of the year,
Min said as she reapplied her lip gloss. I didn't fail, Chi-soo muttered. And technically, she hadn't. One could even argue that she'd scored several points above passing. This argument, of course, would never fly with her parents.
Then how did you do? Why won't you say what you got?
Min never did know when to shut up.
Oh, Min, mind your own business,
Yuni chimed from behind them. For as long as Chi-soo could remember, Hong Yunus had always had her back. Yuni was born 7 days before Chi-soo, and aside from that 1 week, the two girls had always been in each other's lives, growing up on the same street in Taechidong, taking the same classes at Taewon Foreign Language High School, and enduring every extracurricular activity that their parents pushed onto them. Painting, archery, French, ballet. They were privileged to be exposed to an array of arts and cultures, but more often than not, it felt too deliberate, like they were being groomed to replace their parents in society. Like a boot camp for the upper class. Academics came naturally for Yuni, but not so much for Chi-soo. Still, every time Chi-soo fell behind, Yuni was there to help her catch up. She was also there for her whenever Min got a little too out of hand, which was often.
This test was actually really hard, Yuni said. I didn't think I would even finish in time.
She was lying through her teeth. All three of them knew that she'd gotten the highest score in the class, as she always did. Yuni was a great student, but a terrible liar, and Chi-soo loved her for it. Chi-soo thought about the weekend she had wasted sitting at Hagwon like a prisoner, doing her school homework and then chipping away at all the additional readings and exercises from her Hagwon tutors. She could have walked around Gangnam alongside the Han River and taken photos on her brand new DSLR. But no, this would have disappointed her parents.